This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Mom and Mind. I'm perinatal psychologist and host Dr. Kat. There is more to the story than just postpartum depression, and this podcast aims to share it all, from personal stories and lived experience to experts who break down the ups and downs of life from getting pregnant, pregnancy, perinatal loss, and postpartum adjustment to new parenthood. While this is not psychotherapy or medical advice, it is all of the stuff you ever wanted to know about mental health and new parenthood.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Mom and Mind podcast. I am your host, Dr. Kat, perinatal psychologist. I am really excited to just mention that the podcast is 6 years old this June. And I can hardly believe that it's been that long, but it also seems like it's gone by so very quickly at the same time. We have about 228 episodes now, and that has accumulated over these years. We used to release an episode every week, and now we're releasing every other week. What I love to see on the back end in the statistics, I can see that the podcast is reaching so many people. Our largest listening audience is in the United States, but we also have a large listenership in Canada and UK and Australia and really all around the world, having touched down in over 90 countries, if you can believe. Now, it's not that there's loads and loads of people listening in 90 countries, but what I do get to see on the back end when I'm looking through the statistics on the show is that we are continuing to build our reach across the globe, which is just fabulous and exciting and really phenomenal when you think about the reach and the power of podcasts. We've touched on so many topics related to perinatal mental health. And even though we have, it still seems like there's a ways to go in terms of getting to every single thing. If I could, I would tell everybody's story and we would have every possible perspective being told here on the podcast, but as that's not possible. So we're just going to keep chugging along and doing our best to give you the personal stories that really bring to light what it is to deal with a perinatal mental health condition, as well as the experts who come on to give us the behind the scenes, so to speak, of what's happening psychologically, how this might be happening for people, and some ways to find healing. And if I can just take a moment to thank everyone who has listened for the past 6 years, all of the supporters of this podcast who have made it possible to continue doing this work, all of you who have shared episodes with somebody that you love and care about, so that they can know that they're not alone. It really takes all of us sharing this information, sharing these personal stories so that people can know that there's somebody else out there who feels like them, maybe thinks like them, and for people to know that help is available, resources are available, and that it's not just you. It's not just the one person who's at home worried that how they feel is just unique to them. Certainly, everyone's struggle is unique to them, but once we know that other people have a condition similar to ours, we do feel less alone. There's just no way around that. And speaking of feeling alone, when the pandemic hit, me as being a psychologist, having a private practice where I see majority perinatal folks, a majority new moms, either pregnant or postpartum, we had to shift quite a bit, as all therapists had to shift quite a bit to be able to still provide therapy resources online. And it was quite a shift. But in some ways, it ended up being a good shift because now that more therapists are providing online therapies and that insurance companies are reimbursing therapists for their work online, people in each state have a more of a variety of people to choose from for their care. So for instance, I, who am licensed in California, I can see people all over the state of California. I'm not allowed to practice across state lines because I don't have a license in other states. So for the perinatal mental health population, that's been really, really beneficial because it can be hard to find a therapist who takes your specific insurance and who lives in a town that is drivable for you. So with the expansion of services online, more and more people have been able to get the help that they need and are not feeling so alone in their homes.
This podcast is supported by Posh Peanut. My kids are still growing like weeds, and I will often enough have to get new sizes of clothes for them. And I know this is a thing that parents deal with, and if that's you, then check out Posh Peanut. Made from viscose from bamboo, the clothes stretch with your kid as they grow, and it's 4 times stretchier than cotton. These clothes are made to last, loved by parents, and approved by kids, most importantly. It's also super breathable and chemical free, and I love that. And it also means that it's delicate on sensitive skin. I got the most comfy pajamas for my kids, and they love the soft, stretchy feel of the material, and they have really great designs as well. Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids, but there are also great options for adults. I'm getting myself some of the Posh Peanut loungewear because the texture of the fabric is soothing to me. And thankfully, the clothes don't lose their soft feel after washing. Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with the promo code MIND. Go to poshpeanut.com/mind and use promo code MIND for 20% off your first order. That's poshpeanut.com/mind, promo code MIND. This podcast is supported by Factor. If you want stress-free and ready-to-eat meals for you and your family, then Factor it is. These meals are fresh and crafted by chefs, and all of that means that in 2 minutes, you can be eating a quality meal that you can really taste because it's never been frozen. You just heat and serve. Yesterday for lunch, I had the honey mustard chicken with green beans and potatoes, and it was so full of flavor, and it was also just the right amount of food to keep me going for the day and feeling good with the amount of protein that I needed. And what's cool is I'm going out of town for a little bit, and it was really easy to put the delivery on pause and set it up for when I return. Head to factormeals.com/momandmind50 and use code MOMANDMIND50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code MOMANDMIND50 at factormeals.com/MOMANDMIND50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
The difficult part of this is that the demand for therapy during the pandemic and still currently was so high and continues to be so high. It's fantastic that people are seeking therapy resources and wanting to get help from a licensed specialist in perinatal mental health. But because of the nature of the pandemic and how isolated people felt, not being able to know if they were going to have their birthing partners in the room with them, and not being able to know if they were going to have the doula that they wanted to support them in the room with them, let alone the reality of COVID and how scary it was for everyone who was just trying to stay healthy and not get sick, let alone dealing with family members who were sick. Another real huge difficulty through the pandemic has been that support people haven't been able to come in as frequently, like parents of people who just given birth or families who had a new family member didn't have, and sometimes still don't now have, the support of other family members to come and give them a break and relieve them and support them. So all of this to say that the stress levels have been much, much higher because of all of those factors and many, many more. So with the demand for therapy being so high, unfortunately, there are not, and we're not enough therapists to meet the need of everybody who needed therapy. And that struggle still continues today because the need for therapy has been so high. Many therapists have had to start wait lists or have had to turn people away because they simply can't fit anyone else in their schedule. And even now that things are opening back up and people are quote unquote going back to normal life, the need for therapy is still very, very high. People are stressed out. It's been really, really a challenging couple of years, let alone the state of the world right now. And again, specifically for perinatal mental health, a lot of people are trying to become pregnant, are pregnant, worried about birth, or had a difficult birth, or trying to navigate their way through the postpartum period. It's even harder to find a specialist in perinatal mental health and then a specialist who also takes your insurance. It honestly has been heartbreaking for me to have to say no to people that I can't help them, even though I know that they're struggling and I know that they need help right away. And that is the thing about somebody who's reaching out for therapy, and very specifically in the perinatal mental health population. By the time somebody gets to us and calls in for therapy, they need help now, like right now. It's often taken a lot of thought and a lot of worry and a lot of trying to convince themselves that it's okay to reach out for help. So by the time somebody is actually calling me, I know that they need help right away. I've had enough experience and a number of clients who were struggling so deeply that if they had to wait any bit of time, it would have for sure made them feel worse. And we just can't have that. But the systemic problem is so big of not enough providers, a lot of need, and don't get me started on why there aren't more therapists taking insurance. It's not always because of the therapist. Sometimes it's because of the insurance company or companies that aren't paneling enough therapists. So anyhow, all that to say, the problem is big. So when I receive a call from somebody who is seeking help right now, and I have to tell them, I'm sorry, I have a wait list. I won't be able to see you for a while. Sometimes it's 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, because there's no way to know for me how long it's going to take until I can get to that person on the wait list. And I do not want to keep somebody waiting for that long. So I be sure to give as many resources as I can, other therapist names. Even if they can't see a specialist, it's better to see somebody than nobody, and really try and give as much support as I can that way. Because of this high demand, there has also been an increase in free online support groups, specifically through Postpartum Support International and other local hospitals and organizations are offering free support groups, which is fantastic. And I'm trying to send as many people as I can to those support groups so that at least they can have some kind of connection with other people who are going through the very same thing or something similar. As I said before, feeling alone when you feel terrible makes you feel worse. It just does. And not being able to get the help that you need when you have finally asked for help also feels terrible. And it's disheartening. And unfortunately, it dissuades a lot of people from reaching out again. It's just heartbreaking. So I've come to realize that we need a little bit more. We need some way to bridge the gap between somebody looking for services and somebody finally getting to the needed psychotherapy services. It is great to have online support groups, and that is very, very necessary to continue to keep that resource alive. That is one part of the bridge. But what I know to be true, especially with the clients that I am able to support, is that typically in our first meetings, we are just trying to find the ground. We're just trying to put out the fire and get people to a place where they can feel like they're functioning a little bit, or they can feel like at least they have a soft place to land in the world when they're going through such deep and difficult times. And sometimes that means focusing on how to get sleep or skills to help manage some of the overwhelm. So what I've decided to do is create a course that is available online for people who are stressed out, need help in the postpartum period, and are waiting for a therapist. And with this course is really, just like I said, trying to give somebody a lifeline, something to hold on to, a way to understand what is going on for them, why it might be going on for them, and some really solid skills to help manage the overwhelm. And I want it to be super clear that I still think therapy is very needed and necessary. So for sure, still gonna get on a wait list, for sure, still reach out to therapists and see if you can get that support. But for people who either aren't sure if they need a therapist, aren't sure if they want to go to a therapist, or are waiting for that very necessary support of therapy, this course is built to support you through that time. It is built to be the bridge that you might need that can help you just feel like you have something to hold on to, that you have something to do. For anybody who's ever been through any kind of mental health condition, let alone during pregnancy or postpartum, it's hard. it is really hard, and your brain can feel foggy, and it can be really difficult to even explain what's going on to somebody else, like a family member or a friend. Sometimes people just don't even bother talking about it because they themselves can't get their head around it. So it's hard to reach out. I really, really do believe that community is important, and reaching out to friends or family members or people that will be able to listen and understand and hear you, that is a massive lifeline as well.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
Oh, hey, everybody. It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And now we're back with a whole new podcast about unsticking it, launching in January. What happens when life gets in the way of our creativity instead of nourishing it?
We talk to all sorts of guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders. So join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom.
Get out of there, life gunk.
Let us help you get back to your best creative self. Look for Unsticking It with Blair and Molly wherever you listen to podcasts, starting in January. Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks. Unsticking
it. I just think there are so many ways in which we can continue to build how we support new parents and new families and people who are building their families and who are going into the process of trying to conceive or adopt or have a surrogacy. Any way it is that you are coming into the parenthood journey, we know that it's going to impact you. It's going to impact your mental health in one way or another. It doesn't necessarily mean that you will have a diagnosable mental health condition, but it is stressful. There is just no way around that. It is a stressful transition. And yes, it's true. It can be wonderful and beautiful and mind expanding and life expanding. All of that is available. But when we only think that it's those positive, glowy things, then we get lost when we don't feel well, because it doesn't feel like we're supposed to feel any other way than amazing all the time. The reality is that that's not life. That's not how life works. This is a mixed bag, and there can be times where it's incredibly amazing and times where it's incredibly difficult. And that honestly is one of the reasons this podcast even exists, is to get information and education really out to the people who need it. So if you don't have access to the books that will explain this, or you don't have access to the trainings or the educational material that can help you understand this, the podcast is really that resource. It's free. It's always available. You can go back as far as you want and listen to whatever episodes you want. And that is another piece of the bridge that can help families who are suffering. I'm really excited for this course. I'm happy to be able to provide something that can help people, and specifically for the people who I have to tell, I'm sorry, it's going to be 2, 3, 5 months before I can meet with you. At least here is something. Here is something that you can hold on to and do and feel heard and understood, even if I'm not speaking to you directly. In the videos and in the worksheets I'm providing, you will be able to work through some of the things that you're dealing with. Again, in an informational and educational way, and in no means taking the place of therapy, but to have the resource, have some guidance, have a path forward is super duper important when you feel foggy and lost in new parenthood. It's just that hard. So the course is coming out in July. We are right now gathering an interest list so that as soon as the course is published and available, you can go check it out and see if it's for you. There will be multiple modules that are bite-sized, so to speak, in and around the 30-minute mark so that it's something you can listen to when you're on a walk or baby's napping or you're waiting in the waiting room at your doctor's office. It will be videos, but certainly is very okay to just listen to them as well. And with the accompanying worksheets, hopefully that you'll be able to download, hopefully that will give you additional guidance on how to think and work through some of the things you might be experiencing and practice some of the skills that I will be teaching. And in order to better serve you and support the work that I'm doing, we have a brand new website under my practice name, which is Well Mind Perinatal. But rest assured that momandmind.com and drkyani.com both are redirected to that website. So anything you type in will get you to the same resource. The podcast lives there. And also you can click links to take you to other places to listen, like Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, and all those good places, as well as YouTube. In order to get on the interest list and get information when the course is live, you can go to the website, go to the courses section, and you'll see the area where you can sign up for the interest list. I'm extremely hopeful that this new resource is useful for you, that you find it beneficial to support your mental health while you are waiting for a therapist. And for those of you who are needing additional support or just want to learn some skills and have a deeper understanding of why you might be feeling the way that you're feeling, it's also available to you. Really, anybody can jump on this course and hopefully get some really good information out of it. The course will be available whenever. After it goes live, you can find it and use it whenever you want. There won't be a period of time where it closes and it's not available. It's just available. You can purchase the course and watch it at your leisure. It will be available to you on demand so that you can go through each module, take your time, and have it to look through at your own pace. And rest assured, this podcast will still be here, and we are going to continue putting out episodes every 2 weeks and giving you some snippets on social media so that you can follow along with what's happening on the podcast episodes. So happy 6 years to Mom and Mind, and thank you to everyone who has supported the podcast. I am so happy you're with us. Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Please share this podcast. Together we can support moms and families so that no one has to deal with this alone. Come connect with us at momandmind.com.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.